Hello and welcome to another episode of CJL Radio Talk. I'm your host, Jacob.
Howdy, and I'm Connor. Today we're going to talk about what gives you strength in sports to succeed and win. Both Jacob and I play sports, myself playing hockey and volleyball, Jacob playing that ball and...
It's called basketball.
Yeah,
what's wrong with basketball?
Oh, it's way better than volleyball. Whatever. Throw a ball around.
You do the exact same thing in volleyball.
No. Anyways, I once read this book... Indian Horse, and it really reminded me about myself and how sports give me strength.
I think I read that book about Saul Indian Horse, who played hockey from the residential school.
Yeah, that's it. That's a good book.
I really connected with that book too. I connected with how he uses sports as an escape. Like, if you're ever feeling down, you can just go outside, pick up a basketball, because basketball is better than volleyball. Just take some shots with your friends, and it can ease your mind off of some stuff. And I feel like Saul really uses that well for his alcoholism issues.
Yeah, it really talks about how it gives you strength. For me, also physical strength that Saul had problems with because he was so much smaller. And yeah. I can relate to that myself because I was smaller playing in volleyball. I wasn't as tall as everyone, and it was harder, but things worked out. And
yeah, I can definitely see that in the book.
Another example actually would be teammates and friends. And teammates and friends would be another example.
Yeah, I really like the way Saul connects with all his teammates. I felt that when I was playing as a kid with a solid group of boys. It's really easy to connect with everyone that's from the same spot. You know, y'all grew up, raised the exact same way or close to it. And there's a moment in the book where they're down in a road game and they all come back to win it, and the crowd's just cheering like crazy. I can think of that exact same moment, just looking up, having my mom in the crowd. It's a great moment.
For me, it'd be if we're ever down in a volleyball game, we never put the blame on anyone. We just rally back as a team, and we know we can get the win if we come together and show them what's up.
Yeah, definitely. This book is very inspiring. The way Saul is so determined for the people back home cheering him on. I can really connect to this, being from a small town, trying to represent everyone, watching you from home. It really pushes you to be better than what anybody thinks you can be. Saul does that a lot in the book too. Because everybody's pushing him, like Virgil is the only reason that he actually goes to play hockey. So,
yeah, I grew up with a lot of determination, having four older brothers. It was really motivation, really what it was for me, and determination to be better than them. And it helped me get better as a person as well, because I figured if I can do this, I can do anything. If I can beat my brothers at this, I can beat anyone. And I really connect to the book a lot.